Ladies and gentlemen, give a warm welcome to the VZ Valley Boys.
Chris Luquette on the guitar, everybody. Thank you. We are the VZ Valley Boys. And yeah, you can tell that the bass player is ready for the next tune on a big old bass fiddle with the night. A dangerous man. Mr. Sparky, my oh my knee house, everybody.
City bus and found a vacant seat. I thought I saw my future bride walking up the street. I shouted to the driver, "Hey conductor, you must slow down. I think I see you. Won't you let me off this bus?" Nadine, honey, is that you? Every time I catch you, baby, you're off to something new. I saw her on the corner and I saw her double back. I started walking toward a coffee-colored Cadillac. Well, I was moving through the crowd trying to get to where she's at, and I was campaign shouting like a southern diplomat. Nadine, Honey, is that you? Every time I catch you, baby, you're off to something new. Downtown searching for her, looking all around. I saw her getting in a yellow cab, headed uptown. Well, I found another taxi, paid up everybody's tab. I tipped a $20 bill and told him, catch that yellow cab. Nadine, honey, is that you? Oh, Nadine, honey, is that you? Every time I catch you, baby, you're off to something new. Summer breeze, go driver, go, go, catch her for me, please. Moving through the traffic like a mounted cavalier, leaning out the taxi man, trying to get her here. Nadine, honey, is that you? Oh, Nadine, honey, is that you? Every time I catch you, baby, you're off to something. Every time I catch you, baby, you're off to something. Every time I catch you, you're off to something new.
Sparky Niehaus.
Chuck Berry.
And we said it in passing, but I want to take this fella here over here. He can play about anything you want to put strings on. He's playing in, what, five different shows this weekend?
This is my weekend, man. Five shows, four bands.
So he's looking for a place to crash tonight real close. See him
no,
back.
We're picking all night, so we don't need that, man.
This is Chris the Jet Luquette on the guitar tonight, everybody.
Thank you very much. And playing the banjo here, he's going to sing this next tune. In fact, he wrote it. He's got the words and the lyrics to this one.
That's right.
Oh, man, he's ready. That's Mr. Al Price. Give it up.
It's called the Manifesto.
He always thought he should aim as high as he'd be all things he should be. That soon became his manifesto, for one all life helped him, you see. Married the girl who stole his heart, and in time they were family. Focused and driven, he ignored the art of living, for his manifesto was his destiny. He set his sights on making his life what was in store for him someday. And as it got close to the beam, nothing in the world could make him stay. He reached out for his job's brass ring, and it was there for him if he'd pursue. He vowed he'd prove them of his worth, as manifesto said he must do. Longer hours, status and power, more money than he thought he'd ever make. But pleasing the boss at any cost, he wondered had he turned into a fake. He set his sights on the beacon light, what was in store for him someday. Thank you.
children be slumbering and his thoughts would go back to work again. Folks who knew him best soon began wondering whatever happened to her friend. He came to see his walls closed in. His life was now a middle-aged cliché. If he stuck with this manifesto, it'd be the death of him someday. He turned away from the beacon ray that blinded him so he couldn't see. And as his vision cleared, he saw his wife, his friends, and his family. We're going to play something slow because we really need the rest. Well, two of us do. Not Sparky.
Will you dance with me, Molly? It's Saturday night, there's a chill in the air. Do you think that you might want to dance with me, Molly? To an old fiddle tune, playing soft like the wind through Virginia in June. Soft like the wind through Virginia in June. Molly, do you think it'd be wrong if you let down your hair? Let them play us a song. Come and dance with me, Molly. You got nothing to lose except to dance off the soles of your old dancing shoes. Dance off the soles of your old dancing shoes. With me, Molly. It's Saturday night, there's a chill in the air. Do you think that you might want to dance with me, Molly? To an old fiddle tune, playing soft like the wind through Virginia in June. Soft like the wind through Virginia in June. Dance with me, Molly. It's Saturday night, there's a chill in the air. Do you think that you might want to dance with me, Molly? To an old fiddle tune, playing soft like the wind through Virginia in June. Soft like the wind through Virginia in June. Soft like the wind through Virginia in June.
Thank you.
Let's go, Cadillac. Are you ready for some gangster bluegrass? Nobody gets murdered in this one, but there is some Grand Theft Auto going on. Thank you.
friend Jack. He put me in the front seat of a big Cadillac and American Beauty, a baby blue Coupe de Ville. I set the rearview mirror, I put my hands on the wheel. He said, good to see you, Sonny, you're looking real. I hear you're out of prison, tell me, how does it feel? I rev the engine, I said, it's no big deal. But just to drive this baby, I would beg, I would borrow, I would steal.
I just had a hot flash. I don't know.
I don't want the details.
No. Your time will come. Now, some folks call me Sonny, but my name is Jimmy Mack. And I'm living with my mama down by the railroad track. If she's awake this morning, she'll hear those white walls squeal. As I head down the highway,
Mr. Al Price on the vocals and the banjo.
I know. Something's getting droopy here. Hold on a minute. We can make this work. There, can you hear me now? I thought I was getting taller for a minute. This song is a song about a guy that when I was 14, 15 years old, I had the privilege of getting to play, and I played bass beside him. He was a swing guitarist, played a lot of Texas swing stuff. I learned a ton about music and didn't even know it. I was having so much fun. His name was Old Roy. He was really, really, really old. He was maybe 40, and he's long gone, but I think I thought about him, and I was sitting down, and what I was trying to write about was how the best players, and I was talking about this with somebody earlier today, are not necessarily the ones that fill the big stadiums and everything. The really great musicians are all around this place, all around in little circles, having a good time. That's real picking right there, folks. So here's one for old Roy, wherever he is. When he played the guitar, old Roy could make it sing. Country music, dance tune, and a little western swing. I played the bass beside him when I was just a boy. There's more than just a lick or two I learned back then from Roy. When he got into a groove, old Roy would stamp his foot. His heel would lead the way from wearing the heavy boots. Those notes would fly from his guitar and he'd give a little grin. Was playing guitar with his friends was everything to him. I know what he means. He never played on TV or on the radio. No one ever heard of him out on Music Row. CMT. None of them can pick or sing like the Roy to me. Rock and roll in his soul, ladies and gentlemen. It's been many years now since Roy has passed away. He's playing in the Angel Band, picking every day. Every time I hear a tune he taught me as a boy, I smile and think of good times picking with old Roy. Never played on TV or on the radio. No one ever heard him out on Music Row. You can have them cowboys play on CMT. None of them can pick or sing like Roy and me, except for maybe Vince Gill. On the banks of the Mississippi River, a small town called Hastings, Minnesota resides, and my good friend, anybody know Hastings, Minnesota out there? All right. I got a friend who used to work for MnDOT, the Minnesota Department of Transportation. He told me this as a true story. He used to dress up in his costume shaped like the state of Minnesota and go to these parades and stuff. And along with other people that were dressed in costumes like they do at county fairs and state fairs and stuff. And he was on this float, and all of a sudden they hit a rough spot, and he about fell off. And he told me if it hadn't been for the Gedney Pickle guy, he wouldn't be alive today. And so I thought, well, now, if that's not a bluegrass song, I don't know what is.
Every time you tell that story, Al, it gives shivers right up my neck.
I know. You know, can you imagine going to the gates of heaven dressed in a giant foam state of Minnesota costume? And I found out Gedney Pickles, now that people from Minnesota back me up on this, these are not ordinary pickles. These are awesome pickles. I'm telling you, you ain't never had a pickle till you had a Gedney Pickle. Am I right or am I right? Yeah, okay.
Sing the song.
So here it is. Here's Valentine Johnson's story. We need you to, at the end of it, we're going to sing, and we want you to sing back at us. You don't even have to know the words because we're going to tell you every time. All you got to do is go, it was a Gedney Pickle. You go, it was a Gedney Pickle. That was horrible. One more time. It was a Gedney Pickle. It was a Gedney Pickle. Oh, listen, it's full moon tonight. I don't care what the weatherman says. We're going to howl at the moon and swing through the trees, so get ready. Slow. He hits the brakes, I slip and fell, and off the float I go. All the world turned dark, the Grim Reaper I would meet. But something broke my fall, kept me from crashing to the street. Cause before the head could hit, my kidney pickle grabbed my feet. If you ever go to Minnesota in the summertime, go to that state fair and find the mascots dancing fine. And thank the kidney pickle for this longer life of mine. Okay, here we go. It
was a kidney pickle. Was a kidney pickle.
It was a kidney pickle.
Was a kidney pickle.
It was a kidney pickle.
Was a kidney pickle.
It was a kidney pickle who saved my life that day. Well, first of all, before we go, I want to thank this gentleman back here working that soundboard. He's doing a fine job, isn't he?
Thank you very much.
And I hope you're having a great time at Folk Life. It's real fun. I haven't been here for quite a while, so I'm just so proud to be here. When you get to be my age, you're just proud to be anywhere. We're going to do a David Grisman song to close. We want to invite you to visit www.vzvalley.com. And if you're not doing anything next Friday night, June the 4th at 7:30 p.m., the Issaquah Artwork Walk is taking place, and we're going to be playing in the Senior Center. I don't know how they came up with that, Sparky, but that's where we're going to be, so come on out and join us. It'll be another show. Okay. All right. Here we go. Are you ready to howl at the moon tonight? Let me hear you howl.
Ow!
One more time, and if you're anywhere near a tree, feel free to swing through it. Here we go.
Oh!
Doggy time! Thank you. that big old bass fiddle for you. That's Mr. Sparky Mile My Knee House, everybody.
Thank you.
And on the guitar, Chris the Jet. Hit.
And on the banjo, Mr. Al Price. Thank you.
Give it up for the VZ Valley Boys. Sparky Niehaus unplugging his bass. Al Price running off the stage, but he played the banjo. And Chris Luquette. Was he amazing or what on the guitar? Tell him what you think.